Hello, my name is Phil. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Oh, God. Again?
Repeat.
Hello, my name is Phil. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1975.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
No.
So, would you consider yourself white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial? Thank you. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Kate Gallego.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Marcelino Quiñones.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Ana Hernandez.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Katie Hobbs.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Disapprove.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were?
Repeat?
Republican Democrat. Yes. Now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Martin Richman, Michael Nowakowski, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote? Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Martin Richman, Michael Nowakowski, or Marcelino Quiñones?
None.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Martin Richman, Michael Nowakowski, or Marcelino Quiñones?
Who is Republican?
Well, in this case, for these options, we do not have that specific information.
Neither.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Street and road maintenance, climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, housing cost, crime, racial equity, homelessness, water quality and supply, or job and economic development?
Crime and homelessness.
Thank you. Now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. First statement. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones?
Not convincing.
Thank you. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levin. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyers program in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work for community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. He's
Thank
a liar.
You. Now, let me... Thank you. Now let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little more convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. First statement. Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the City Council, Ana will work economic fairness, jobs, and pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. She's a liar.
Thank you. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote, Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones?
None.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. We're just about to finish. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of the schooling that you have completed?
PhD.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent my home.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, your first name?
John.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your available opinion and time. Can you hear me? Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really do appreciate your available opinion and time.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. You too.
You too. Bye.